News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
The breaking news this morning is that a 6'2" shark was spotted on land in Dalton's neighborhood over the weekend. We'll get around to that right now. Kane's got traffic.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's a chilly start. You might want to go outside and start the car and get the heater going before you head out this morning. From Daphne all the way to Loxley, we've got a good ride along I-10, the Bayway, the Causeway clear. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. You've got to try their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, or the Philly cheesesteak and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. Be a hero. Join us for Baldwin EMC's Power of Giving Blood Drive Thursday, November 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Baldwin's EMC's Summerdale location on Highway 59.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together, we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Horwick. Three big things. Alabama Power expects 95% power by the end of the day tomorrow. Hallelujah, say the people in Clark County, right?
Oh, yeah.
ALDOT to pick up Zeta storm debris starting today. And also GOP tries to save its Senate majority with or without Trump. We've got those stories online, too, at FMTalk1065.com. Meanwhile, of course, it's the campaigning going on here. We're one day away from the election, and Trump and Biden, they've been very active. Trump has been extremely active. And President Donald Trump on Sunday launched one of his final tests of whether large crowds at his rallies will translate into votes as he races through the final 48 hours of the 2020 campaign. He loves this. He's in heaven doing this.
Yeah, I would say so. And I can't remember. I know that in the leading into the 2016 elections that Trump was campaigning like crazy.
He campaigned hard on like right the night before in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
But I don't remember him going out this much and to so many different rallies. I mean, yesterday alone, Trump was in Michigan, Florida, Iowa, North Carolina, and Georgia. And to hold another 5 events today, Biden had 2 stops yesterday in Pennsylvania and scheduled to show up in Cleveland today and also return to Pennsylvania just to show how important that state is to both of their election hopes this coming Tuesday.
There's no doubt.
But today, the president will be in Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, and then wrap it up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Like you were saying, that was the last stop for him leading into the 2016 election, and maybe some good luck he's hoping for by going to the same place for his final stop in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, so a rally north of Detroit, it was free. And that's funny, he ended up in South Florida by the time the night was up.
Yeah.
But in Detroit, it was like below freezing, snow flurries, and he was eating it up and had a lot to say about his opponent, Joe Biden.
If Biden wins, China wins. When we win, America wins. In 2016, Michigan voted to fire this corrupt political establishment, and you elected an outsider as your president who is finally putting America first.
Now, as for Biden, well, he's got to pay close attention to the black voters who are critical. They're definitely a critical part of the coalition he needs to build to win. So don't think about Biden. In steps Barack Obama.
I love Joe Biden. He will be a great president. I came to admire Joe as a man who is decent to his core, a man who learned early on to treat everybody with dignity and everybody with respect. Somebody who lived by the words his mom taught him. No one's better than you, Joe, but you're no better than anybody else. And that decency, that empathy, that belief that everybody counts, that's really who Joe is.
Joe Biden is running as Mr. Rogers.
he really is,
as opposed to Trump, right? Trump's just being as bombastic as he can be. He doesn't care. You know, you don't like me, that's fine. I was put in Washington to be a disruptor. Whereas Biden, he's all along the line of, hey, let's get along, let's do things together. So the contrast could not be any greater. It's becoming in focus late in the campaign. It's almost good versus bad.
Yeah, and the former Vice President Biden's still using coronavirus as a major platform of his, he uses that as the reasoning but behind the lesser attended rallies that he has than the president. But even over the weekend on Saturday, Biden sent out a selfie with him in front of a crowd of Georgia parade or rally attendees who are in their vehicles. You know, he's been doing all these drive-in rallies.
Well, so. I love the honking of the horn after comments are made.
Yeah, pretty funny. But, you know, it's interesting. Will this late push from the president across the United States and all these battleground states, will that turn the election? Because you look at polling and Biden's still up in some of the more major polls. Now, the polls have been wrong before. But so far, with all this early voting and absentee voting, more than 94 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the upcoming election. That's over 65% of the total turnout from 2016. So even with the president hitting five states yesterday, five more today, there's already over 94 million that have voted. And we've got a breakdown coming up later in the show with each individual state and the counting of ballots and how those differ from state to state. Because with so much early voting, some states won't begin to count those early votes until Election Day. Some will wait till after Election Day to count the early votes. And some have already gotten started. So depending on how long it takes those votes to be confirmed, especially in some of these closer states, we could be looking at days before we know who the winner of tomorrow night's election is. And I've got that breakdown for you coming up later in the show.
Excellent.
Which states take longer to count their early voting?
Can I give a guess?
Yeah, you sure can.
Where's Arizona? Is Arizona in the mix there with that?
I believe so. I believe Arizona is going to count their votes starting on Election Day.
That's a huge state.
Could cause some issues. Now, I talked about polling, and the latest Wall Street Journal poll is out, and I believe their final polling before the general election tomorrow night. This is a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, and overall it has Biden leading Trump 52% to 42%. It's only down 1 point for Biden. He led by 11 points back in their mid-October poll. They said, in particular, women and seniors have turned against the president in this latest poll, and both groups favor Joe Biden by double-digit margins. However, they took a look at the 12 battleground states that are being looked at.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It really is. And in those, using popular vote again, Biden holds a 6-point lead in those 12 battleground states, 51% to 45%. That's compared to a 10-point lead last night. So it's moving in the president's favor. And that's basically a popular election poll over those 12 battleground states. So what's important is how it breaks down in those individual states and even down to the county level that they say is
so
important.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, you can, the ones that are really in the know realize it's this county. It's this county near Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. It's this county near Philadelphia. And that'll swing Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so it really comes, when you drill down, it really comes down to how a few communities are going to lean, and that's going to determine this whole thing.
Yeah, and between the two campaigns, the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign, I heard a stat last night, they spent $1 billion in advertising, mostly in six battleground states, $1 billion in TV ads.
There wasn't even a necessity for Trump to run any ads in Alabama, period.
Right.
This is the most pro-Alabama state there is. It is 15 after 6, FM Talk 106.5. There was some sports over the weekend.
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa gets the win in his first NFL start.
Saw that.
And the Alabama High School football playoffs begin this week. I'll give you the round one matchups coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning. I'm I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, my buddy Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio and came bearing gifts. You got a bunch of these t-shirts with y'all's logo and a slogan on it. What's this say?
It says, "You ain't got to drive a dirty car no more."
I tell you what, that is what y'all do, or a van, or a boat, or an 18-wheeler.
Whatever you want to drive.
Yeah, and these t-shirts, if somebody comes in, gets that detail, they're going to get one of your t-shirts.
We had to order some more, but we got a t-shirt for you.
That's good, and then we'll know each other when we pass each other on the street that we both know Ricky, and right. I like this. Okay, give people directions, come by, get that great detail on their vehicle, and get their t-shirt while they're there.
Okay. Well, I'm on right there off of Government Street, or you can call me at 251-478-5781.
So if I come in with the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit van and get a detail, I get a t-shirt.
You get to walk out with a t-shirt.
If I come in an RV,
you get to walk out with a t-shirt.
What if I bring you a boat?
Maybe give you two t-shirts.
See, this is why you got to see my friend Ricky at Alabama Auto Clean. I appreciate the shirts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Hi, I'm Nick Matranga. It has been my honor serving you as your Mobile County License Commissioner. Thank you for your patience and understanding during this COVID pandemic. We have been working hard to balance your safety and our county employees' safety by providing many options and procedures for our services. Go to the Mobile County License Commission website and see our tutorial videos. I'm asking you, the citizens of Mobile County, to re-elect me, Nick Matranga, as your License Commissioner on Tuesday, November 3rd. Visit our website at www.votematranga.com.
Paid for by Vote Matranga campaign.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning, 619, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama high school football regular season came to an end this weekend. By my count, 17 teams in the FM Talk 106.5 listening area will play in this week's first playoff round. In Class 7A, the top seed in Region 1, Fairhope, will host Enterprise this weekend. Number 2, Daphne, will host Prattville. Number 3, Fairhope, will play at Central of Phoenix City. And number 4, Baker, will play at the best team in Region 2, Auburn. In Class 6A, number 1 in Region 1, Spanish Fort, will host McAdory. Number 2, Saraland, to host Northridge. Number 3, McGill-Tulin, will play at Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. And number 4, Blunt, plays at Hueytown. In 5A, St. Paul's will welcome Talladega. Faith Academy hosts Sylacauga. UMS Wright at Holtville. And Satsuma at Central Clay County. 4A, Williamson plays at home against Anniston. Mobile Christian will host Cherokee County, Jackson at Jacksonville, and Viger at Handley. And 3A, Bayside Academy will play at Montgomery Catholic. And sad news in 2A, St. Luke's advanced to the first round, but they were forced to forfeit that round one game against B.B. Comer because of a positive coronavirus test. So B.B. Comer already moving on to round number two. Tua Tagovailoa passed for 93 yards and a touchdown, but still won his first NFL start as the Miami Dolphins beat the LA Rams 28-17. The Dolphins had a passing, rushing, special teams, and defensive touchdown in the victory. New Orleans beat Chicago in overtime.
One of the cheerleaders scored.
Yeah, even one of the cheerleaders and the Dolphin, the mascot.
Yes.
New Orleans beat Chicago in overtime 26-23. Pittsburgh remains the only undefeated team in the league after beating Baltimore 28-24. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals upset Tennessee. Buffalo defeated New England, and Philadelphia beat Dallas. The Patriots, 2-5 this season, while the Cowboys have dropped to 2-6. 621 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and I urge you to vote for Republicans on November the 3rd. From the White House to the courthouse, including my colleagues at the county level, License Commissioner Nick Matranga, Revenue Commissioner Kim Hasty, Treasurer Phil Benson, Randall Dewitt for County Commission, District 3, and Zach Moore for District Judge. Again, it is important for you to come out and vote for your Republican candidates on November the 3rd.
Approved and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee, PO Box 16341, Mobile, Alabama 36616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA 45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online, robertsdalepower.com. Real people. Steel. People.
Coach Tommy Tuberville here. By now, you're as tired of these political campaign ads as I am. Well, in just a few days, it'll all be over. But first, I need you to help me protect our conservative Alabama values by casting your ballot on November the 3rd. It's up to us to reclaim Alabama's Senate seat and put it back in the conservative column where it belongs. I'm Tommy Tuberville, and I approve this message because it's time for conservatives to stand up and be counted. Paid for and authorized by Tommy Tuberville for Senate Inc.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, bird season is on in Alabama, and Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need to bag your limit this year, including shotguns, birdshot, practice targets, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. And Sticks River Shooting Center has gift certificates, always the perfect gift for the bird hunter in your life. Sticks River Shooting Center is located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Good morning from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Looking good if you traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Light traffic and no delays all the way to the 1065 split. For now, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're clear. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. Also light traffic with no major backups or delays. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See what they offer at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, 625 at FM Talk 106.5. I took a ride up to Citronelle yesterday, get a look at things,
yeah.
Talk to a couple of people. It seems to me that they're coming along okay up there. I know that the night of the storm, it was pretty bad. It was really bad, but they're cleaning up pretty well. I didn't get to all the side streets. 45 itself is pretty much fine. You have to stop a time or two where they're doing some work with cranes and stuff like that. But overall, not too bad now that you got to get the power back.
Yeah, I think Citronelle and the area around Citronelle, probably the hardest hit in Mobile County. But you get to the counties north of Mobile and Baldwin counties, they really got hammered by the storm.
I think you're right.
And just talking to my parents, they came down for Halloween on Saturday, but they live in Grove Hill. And, you know, we were there in Grove Hill for Katrina and Ivan, and those knocked out power in Grove Hill, but they haven't been hit by a storm like this in a very, very long time. And you look at the power outage map, and it really shows you where most of the damage remains. Washington County, Clark County, to a lesser extent, Monroe County, but Wilcox County was hammered pretty hard in this. Dallas County, as well as Perry County, too. And Clark County, still a lot of the homes without power. Now, in Baldwin County, they've knocked it down to a pretty much non-existent number. According to the latest tracker, they say 7 people in Baldwin County are without power. In Mobile County, they track 208.5 thousand on this site, poweroutage.us, and according to them, right around 7,000 remain without power. But Alabama Power sent out a press release over the weekend. They said they expect 95% of their power to be restored by the end of the day Tuesday. 140,000 customers have had their power restored so far. And remember, Alabama Power has they're located pretty much across the entire state, and they put out a schedule for when they expect restoration to be complete. They said in Saraland, it should be done by Monday evening. In Mount Vernon, they should have power back by Tuesday evening. Butler by Wednesday evening. And then Citronelle, Thomasville, Grove Hill, and Jackson by Thursday evening. That's according to Alabama Power. Now, Baldwin EMC also sent an update over the weekend, and they said all of their meters have regained power as of 3 p.m. Halloween afternoon. So Baldwin EMC back in business right now.
You know, and so this is what always happens. So Pensacola, it turns out that there wasn't a lot of damage in Pensacola with this particular storm. So 100 Gulf Power line workers, support personnel, contractors are traveling to Alabama. And even Georgia, which was hit hard. It's hard to believe, but Georgia got hit hard with this storm.
They really did.
So they're okay. They restored whatever they had to do in the Florida Gulf, and also assisting is Gulf Power sister company, Florida Power and Light. So when you see those trucks in our state, you know, that's what they're doing, and thank them for coming.
Yeah, and only 8 schools in Mobile out today. That's Citronelle High School, Casa Deaver Elementary, McDavid Jones Elementary, Lot Middle, North Mobile, K through 8, Forest Hill, Alba, and Dixon out today.
Dr. Bill on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The pandemic is rising and Tommy Tuberville still doesn't get it. Our seniors at risk. Tuberville wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act and end the protections for pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes. Children under 26 years of age would be kicked off their parents' health care. He opposes expanding the coverage for those who lost their jobs, all in the middle of a pandemic growing out of control. Tommy Tuberville, wrong in this crisis, wrong for your health. Senator Doug Jones gets things done for you.
I've spent the last 3 years fighting to protect health care for our seniors, for those with pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, and expanding funding for our rural hospitals. Getting things done for you. On November 3rd, I ask for your vote because your health care and getting us through this is my top priority.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Eddie Hassel, best known for the 2010 Oscar-nominated film The Kids Are All Right and the NBC TV show Surface, died after being shot in Texas on Sunday. The New York Times reported that Hassel was shot outside his girlfriend's apartment in Grand Prairie, a Dallas suburb, around 1 a.m. Sunday local time. His agent said that Hassel was shot in the abdomen and taken to a nearby hospital where he died. The circumstances that led to the shooting were not immediately clear. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday announced it would replace its no-sail order for cruise ships in U.S. waters with a conditional sailing order. Phase 1 involves establishing testing for crew members. Phase 2 will allow simulated voyages to test a ship's ability to control the virus. Phase 3 includes a certification strategy. And Phase 4 will allow ships to carry passengers again in a way that mitigates the risk of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Millions of people who have lost health insurance in an economy shaken by the coronavirus can now sign up for coverage. It's the return of annual sign-up season under the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment lasts through December 15th. The CDC, which runs healthcare.gov, says premiums are down slightly on average for 2021, and most people will have at least three insurers from which to pick plans. Stanford Medicine, now part of a Phase 3 clinical trial for a possible vaccine for COVID-19 from a unit of Johnson & Johnson. The vaccine has the advantage of not requiring specialized deep cold refrigeration for storage, potentially making it easier to ship and distribute. J&J used a similar virus technique during a recent Ebola outbreak in Africa, delivering a successful vaccine. The company believes early safety data on this version are also promising. Crude oil down $1.06 at $34.73 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's all about you.
Our Kobe Subaru family has grown over the past several years, and we want to continue to share that love with you. Take advantage of the newly announced 0% for 63 months on the 2021 Subaru Ascent, and we'll deliver your new Subaru to your doorstep. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Can't imagine what he was for trick-or-treat. Dr. Bill, how are you?
Yes. Doing fine. What a nice weekend.
Yeah, great weekend for the kids to trick-or-treat. Dalton was a giant shark.
Yes.
He's got the pictures on his phone to prove it. And the neighborhood kids come by, Dr. Bill?
Yes, we had a few.
Good.
Yes, indeed.
You had to walk around all the debris in your yard. So I know that's still a problem. Let's talk about this beautiful weather we've got.
Yeah, we're going to do see temperatures today in the 60s. In fact, around 63, so low 60s. That's about 10 degrees below normal. Mm. Normal 73, so kind of a cool day, but sunny skies and a north wind around 5 to 15 miles per hour. But it's going to be really chilly tonight. Right now, we're looking at a low of around 41 or 42 degrees. That means that some areas will be in the 30s tonight. Around 38 degrees, certainly possible just to the north of the city. And then tomorrow, another beautiful day with sunny skies, a high in the upper 60s, around 68 degrees. After that, we warm up a little bit each day. Wednesday, sunny and 72, and plenty of sunshine Thursday, 75, and then mostly sunny Friday, 78 degrees. There's just a slight chance of a shower on Saturday. We'll be in the upper 70s, and then it'll look good even for Sunday. Mostly sunny and a high in the upper 70s. So just a slight chance of rain in the forecast through next weekend. That'll be on Saturday. Again, a slight chance, but basically we've got dry weather.
Yeah, it's the November forecast that I love to hear, Dr. Bill. Now, still widespread power outages across the state of Alabama following Hurricane Zeta, mostly in the south-central portions of the state. But we've had some time now since that storm made landfall less than a week ago. Anything new, the storm surge or wind speeds? What can you tell us that you have found out over the weekend about Zeta?
Well, we do have some figures on the storm surge. We're looking at just shy of 7 feet at Bayou La Batterie. Down at the state docks at, in Mobile, it was a little over 5 feet. And it looks like around the bay, it was running about anywhere from 3 to 5 feet. And then over on and Gulf Shores in the area, just a little bit well, around 5 feet or so, but the highest I've so far been able to get a recording of was at Bayou La Batterie with just shy of 7 feet.
And over the week,
the wind velocities, we know already about the 91 mile per hour gust out at the airport, and we had the gusts in the 70s at Brooklyn, and we don't have any measurements well to the north, where they got a lot of damage on up around Citronelle and on to Clark County, Washington County. But that information will be coming in.
And everyone over the weekend talking about Tropical Storm Ada, not Zeta, but Ada, the 28th named storm of the season. Please tell us we don't have to worry about this one, Dr. Bill.
The storm right now is a hurricane. It's in the Western Caribbean. It's headed west toward Nicaragua, and looks like it'll make landfall in Nicaragua. And that will be late tomorrow. Right now, winds at 90 miles per hour. It's projected to become a Category 2, at least up to 110 miles per hour when it makes landfall in Nicaragua. It'll then move into the mountains of Nicaragua and also Honduras during the second half of the week. And then we'll turn more to the north and could very well come back out into the Caribbean next weekend. And as basically remnants of the storm. Now, whether it will reorganize remains to be seen, because it's going to get ripped apart going through the higher mountains in Honduras. But there still appears that there may be some circulation and as it tries to come back out over the Western Caribbean.
This storm's like a cockroach. You can't step on it, and it looks at you and says, "Hey, man, I'm okay."
Yeah.
He shows back up with a splint.
Right.
So we'll have to watch this for over a week, huh?
Yeah, and particularly if it comes out again, the pressure will be low, and there's that possibility that some kind of development will occur there. Or the thing could die down, but still lower pressure out over the Western Caribbean could generate a new storm. So some interesting things could develop as we go through the week.
Are we going to be buffered at all because our weather is now cooling off and our waters are going to be a little chillier? Would that help?
That, that's going to help. Okay. And right now, of course, we're protected by high pressure building across the coast, given this beautiful weather. But that big high will move on to the east late in the week. And so that's why we want to watch any development that might occur in the Western Caribbean.
Dalton, any further questions for our witness?
That's it for me. I'm just loving the weather over here.
Hey, Dr. Bill, thank you very much, and hope you get all that debris out of there soon.
Working on it. Thanks a lot.
Dr. Bill Williams, good guy, knows his stuff, and, you know, he's just, obviously we've got to keep an eye on that thing down there in Honduras. It's incredible that it could possibly reemerge back into the Gulf of Mexico. At this point, we're not taking any chances.
No, not at all. Less than a month left in hurricane season, which means there's still the possibility out there. We always have to be prepared for storms like that. But he said that 7 feet of storm surge in Bayou La Batrie. Don't know if you saw the photos from over the weekend, but lots of debris and trash kind of washed up there with that surge. So that stuff can be dangerous. And we certainly heard from a lot of people last week about that storm surge as it moved through overnight.
Y'all be careful. Dan Brennan, by the way, for Five Rivers Group, are you confident that your investments are working for you? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? And you don't. Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile can help you create a plan for your wealth, manage your investments, also help you toward a comfortable retirement. Schedule an appointment, call Michael Barnett, financial advisor at 251-470-1092. That's Michael Barnett, 251-470-1092, Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, members SIPC.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are here to prove human nature is greater than nature. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM to start your claim. State Farm, here to help recovery go right.
This is Sheriff Huey Hallsmack, your Baldwin County Sheriff. I'm encouraging you to vote yes on Local Amendment 2 on the general election ballot. Amendment 2 prioritizes public safety by creating the Baldwin Beach Express extension that will provide Baldwin County residents with a much-needed additional evacuation route and will offer our community peace of mind if disaster strikes. Join me in voting yes on Local Amendment 2 at the November 3rd general election.
Paid for by the Gumbo Pack.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holton every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We're looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway, Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. No major backup. Spring Hill Avenue near Stanton Road, you'll see heavier pockets to traffic with no new wrecks in the roadways. The Royal Street Tavern open and anxiously awaiting to serve you. Taste rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern, located inside the Battle House Hotel, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane, Dan Brennan, and Dalton Norwig in FM Talk 106.5, 644. This got my attention over the weekend. There's a spike in coronavirus cases. These are numbers. These are facts. Okay, so you can trust me on that. In any event, one of the states where it's happening is in Wisconsin. Here is their governor, Tony Evers.
So if we want to do this right and stop it in its tracks, people have to wear a freaking mask.
He went on to talk more about the problem in Wisconsin, but wear a freaking mask.
Wow.
Says the governor, which our governor, a little more genteel, she's asking us to wear a mask through the election, but she's not asking us to wear a freaking mask, but that's what's being said in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of this rhetoric coming out just prior to the election, but there has been a rise in cases across the entirety of the United States, but that was also expected as we entered some of the colder months. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion with the rise of flu, as we normally see this time of year, along with the rise of the coronavirus. And I think there have been fewer flu cases at this point this year than there normally are, and that might be because of all the precautions people are taking with COVID-19.
Exactly is.
But looking at the numbers from Alabama that ended last week, numbers are rising, and what they had last week, 6,805 confirmed cases in the state of Alabama. That's the most we've had in 1 week since August 14th. So that number is increasing week by week. But also, we're seeing hospitalization numbers in Alabama rise as well. They went back up past 1,000 currently hospitalized for the first time since August this last week. Now, testing, it's not to the numbers we've seen it before, either lower or higher. You know, we've seen lots of testing happen over these last few months. I think we hit our peak here in Alabama right around mid-August, and then it dipped down in early September, but right now we're averaging just over around 7,000 tests per day. So the cases are rising. Tests aren't necessarily rising with those cases, and hospitalizations rising as well. But the good news is, this far into COVID-19, our health professionals truly know how to treat this better than they ever have before.
Yeah, people are not dying from it as nearly the same rate. You're getting sick, but they're being treated, and then they're going home.
Yeah, and as far as hospitalization numbers here in Mobile County, they of their latest update from late last week, around 80 currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Mobile. That number not that far off from what we've been seeing over the last few months.
Alabama Public Schools reported 723 cases of COVID-19 among students, teachers, and employees last week, and now there's a new dashboard that's available of public school students in the state of Alabama, not different schools, but different school districts. Mm-hmm. And you can check that out, too, to see what's going on in the schools of Alabama.
I like seeing that. I like seeing them be open about that.
Also, I checked on the dashboard at South Alabama. Doesn't look like any kind of big spike or anything. The data will be updated today. It was 2 weeks old when I checked on it yesterday. 646 FM Talk 106.5.
The Auburn Tigers have moved back into the top 25 rankings, Ooh. And the NASCAR Championship round is set. More from college football and racing coming up in sports.
Auburn looked good.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County. For the upcoming election, we will be using the CDC's guidelines at all polls. This may slow the process, so plan accordingly. All voters are asked to bring and wear a mask while inside the poll. Some will be available if you don't have one. Some poll locations have changed. A postcard is being mailed that advises where you vote and provides other important information. We want to make your voting experience as safe as possible.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem.
We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Hi, I'm Zach Moore, and I'm the Republican candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. I'm asking for your vote on November 3rd. I spent years working as a prosecutor with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and I'm proud to have been endorsed by the Alabama Police Benevolent Association. My family believes in the future of Mobile County, and if elected, I will work hard every day to ensure that the courtroom remains a level playing field for all, and that the law is applied equally as it was written. So on Tuesday, vote Zach Moore, District Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Zach Moore, District Court Judge.
All right, 10 minutes until 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football over the weekend, Clemson had a close call. Alabama shut out Mike Leach for the first time in his 19-year coaching career. And Auburn handed LSU its worst loss since 1996. Clemson's starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence sat out Saturday's game against Boston College, and he'll miss the Tigers' top five matchup versus Notre Dame this week after testing positive for COVID on Friday. Clemson rallied to defeat BC 34-28 after falling behind by 18 points. The Tigers still ranked number one in the latest AP Top 25 poll, but the gap between them and the rest of the league is shrinking. Clemson received 33 of 62 first-place votes. Number two-ranked Alabama earned the other 29 first-place votes after shutting out Mississippi State 29-0, and the rest of the top five remained the same from last week, with Ohio State at number three, followed by Notre Dame and Georgia. Cincinnati is ranked sixth. Texas A&M is up to seventh after beating Arkansas 42-31. Florida is ranked eighth. The Gators crushed Missouri 41-17 Saturday. BYU is ranked 9th and Wisconsin 10th. Auburn comes in ranked 24th. It's a return to the rankings for AU after 2 weeks following its 48-11 rout of LSU. The SEC leads all conferences with 5 ranked teams. Big 10 and Big 12 each have 4. The ACC has 3, and the Pac-12 has 2. The Sun Belt Conference has 1 ranked team. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers at number 15. South Alabama Jaguars will travel to play those number 15 ranked Chanticleers this Saturday night at 7 on ESPNU.
Oh, Lordy.
It's going to be a tough one. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott dominated the Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway to earn a chance to race for the 2020 Cup Series Championship. Elliott led a race-high 236 laps. It's his 10th Cup Series victory for the 24-year-old. Brian Blaney finished second, followed by Joey Logano in third, Brad Keselowski fourth, and Kurt Busch fifth. This Sunday, Elliott, Logano, Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin will race for the Cup Series Championship at Phoenix Raceway. 652 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
One of the neatest events of the weekend I saw, Joe Tessitore. Did you see this?
Yeah.
He was doing the Clemson game, and his kid came in the game as the holder, I guess.
Yeah, field goal holder.
And then he went up as quarterback and drew Clemson offside.
Yeah.
And Tessitore was talking about, and Tessitore, you know, not my kid.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. FM Talk 106.5, 652 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends. Bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, That sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Premier Medical Traffic Center, state troopers are clear, looking good for Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort to cross the Bayway and the Causeway. You've got the radar from Dolphin Island Parkway to I-10 and the 65 split out towards Rangeline and Theodore Dawes Road, but once again, we're accident-free with no major backups or delays. What makes a personal injury law firm at Taylor Martino different? They understand your injury is very important to you. That's why they come to your home, go to the scene of the accident, and spend hours with you to handle your personal injury case. TaylorMartino.com, your personal injury lawyers. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, 656. I did not dress up as a giant shark. Somebody in the studio did. We'll get around to that. Also, well, I wasn't a bad trick-or-treat parent. You know, I don't have kids that are little kids getting dressed up and all that stuff. So Kim went, she went to kind of a trick-or-treat party at a friend's house, like what the little kids were. I went to Callahan's.
A grown-up trick-or-treat party.
Kind of, but I got back in time. But anyway, we put treats out in a little bowl, and it was kind of self-serve. So that's how, and also there was a trick-or-treat party in our neighborhood, including a bounce house. The bounce house almost was enough to seduce me to go down there. But I stayed clear of the whole thing, and so there really was no Halloween where I was.
Yeah, Halloween, a top three holiday for my wife, so we take it very seriously. And after taking down our Halloween decorations because of Zeta, we put them back up on Saturday after taking up all the limbs. But, you know, it was the first chance we had for our daughter, who's almost 2 years old, to actually go out trick-or-treating.
Did she get the concept?
Not quite. Understand. No. But, you know, we practiced at Bellingrath last weekend.
That's true.
She's really good at saying trick-or-treat and thank you, and then waving bye-bye to every single person that gives her candy.
That's the way it works.
I was surprised. A lot of the homes in our neighborhood were still doing the trick-or-treating thing. Probably 30%, 40% had the tricks, or I guess the treats, pre-wrapped and placed out in front so that there wasn't a whole lot of contact between them and the parents. But we made it back in time. We did the early route for the little bitty kids, you know, right around 4:30, 5 p.m. Made it back in time, and then we had a ton of trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood, a lot more than I expected, to where we had to break into like the personal snack stash.
Oh,
had to give out some gummies that we had on hand for
went into the into Fort Knox and busted out your own stuff.
But we were the shark family this weekend.
Yeah,
Daddy Shark, Mama Shark, and Baby Shark.
I saw the pictures. Very nice. 658 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. More on Trump versus Biden after the top of the hour.
Hey, I'm talking with my buddy Sid from Sex and Lawn and Landscape. At this time of year, great for humans along the Gulf Coast, but you've always told me great for our plants too. This is the time to landscape.
It's the best time for both of us, I guess. It's my favorite time down here, and it really is one of the best times to be planting.
Okay, why? Now, fall?
Right. So, well, landscaping can be a pretty significant investment in your home.
Yeah.
And it's hard work. Right. So you want to do it in a time that it's the most opportune, because you really only want to do it once, in my opinion. And so cooler weather outside with warm soil temperature still just is very conducive for root growth. And there's a long window between now and the stress of summer, so those plants get well established.
All right. So we want that great landscape. This is the time to get it started.
It really is right now.
All right. So let's talk about this. I want that best landscape. How do I get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made.